Heidi and Frank show, sitting with Butch Walker in studio. He brought his acoustic guitar in, and he's going to play some songs for us. Now, you're getting ready to launch your fall U.S. tour. Where is that going to kick off?
Well, we did the East Coast already. Went by really quickly, but we're going back out in the rest of the country. I think October 25th is when it starts back up. So there's tour dates on the website.
But are you going to end up here in L.A. for
We actually did L.A. We did L.A. A couple of weeks ago to round out the East Coast tour. That makes sense,
weird,
doesn't it?
Exactly.
Well, it was all based around this documentary that these guys shot that came out called Out of Focus. And so we were doing a tour based around it. Was premiering in certain cities on the East Coast. And then the premiere of it in Los Angeles was October 17th. So we played a show that night at this place called the Bootleg Theater, which was a lot of fun.
How was that, having people follow you around doing a documentary about your life and stuff? Was it annoying?
Annoying, awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but...
Like, do you really need to tape this? I'm in the shower.
For the people who say, oh, you forget about the cameras after a while. You don't ever forget about the cameras.
No, you don't. And it wasn't to the point of reality show where it was a shower or anything like that. But
dang it.
It was mostly the fact that they were just, you know, they interviewed my family. They interviewed my parents back home in Georgia, and my ex bandmates who were, you know, being very candid and blunt. But actually, just seeing it back, when I saw it back, when they sent me a copy of it to see, because I didn't really have much to do with it. It was just these guys were like, we're going to try to make a movie about you and not annoy you.
If I found out my family was going to be interviewed about me for a documentary, I'd be like, hang on, Mom.
You'd hire a family.
Well, I would be like, don't tell that story,
Mom. Read this.
Yeah, don't. They don't need to hear that. Well, I thought it was a cute story. No, Mom. That would scare me to death if I found out camera crews were going to talk to my kin.
Well, when I saw it back, I was a little, I cringed a little bit. But when I saw the footage of my dad talking, it was very genuine and it was very sweet. And I thought, if anything, I was like, well, I'm not going to give these guys a problem with putting this out, because if anything, it'll be something cool for my kid to see when he grows up, or make fun of probably. But you know, it was very endearing and just a good little tribute to my father, who is no longer with me. So,
and that did he pass away recently?
3 weeks ago, he did.
Oh.
I mean, you were writing songs dealing with his mortality for yourself, writing songs about.
A lot of the new album was songs that were just kind of coming to terms with it, because I knew it was gonna happen soon. He lived for about 4 years past his due date, really, but he was so strong and bullheaded, he stayed with us and functioned, and you would look at him and say, like, well, you know, what's wrong with him? But you know it's coming. And then, of course, right at the tail end of making the EP, I had to go back home, and I got to spend the last couple of days with him in the hospital, and, you know, joke with him and have a good couple of laughs before he said bye.
And now you got his name forever on your hand.
Yes, one of many tattoos. I have his Navy anchor and his given name on my on the top.
That's
of my
cool.
Right hand. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing the song Coming Home. You can stream Coming Home on our website, HeidiandFrank.com, for a link to the stream of the song. But this song is directly related to about your father, right?
Yeah, there's metaphor, you know, for him in it, but it's also based on some fiction as well. But
all right, love to hear it. Here he is, sure. Butch Walker.
All right.
Singing from the ditch with a seatbelt on. Bet you thought I'd never say that I was wrong. You never know where you're gonna find it. Somewhere in the back of your eyelids. The liquid truth can kill you. It's a courage made to thrill for so long. Yeah, just another guy more than halfway home. Never getting sick of this drive alone. Taking back the money that I borrowed, swearing it'll all end tomorrow. It looks like I got what I wanted, just maybe not the way that I thought it should go. So I'm coming home. Keep your eyes on the road for me. I'm coming home. When the lights blind everything, and then you'll know. It won't be long. I'm coming home. Man, the storm. many things I should have said. So many others really could have wound up dead. I never got to make up with Lisa. I never got to get out of Georgia. I never got to die in Vegas, sleeping at the wheel of a car that won't roll. So, I'm coming home. Keep your eyes on the road for me, I'm coming home. When the lights blind everything and then you'll know, it won't be long till I'm coming home. Wife and son, there's a box upstairs with his three initials on it. If he should ever come upon it, there's a note saying everything the mouth can't say. Take a look in the driveway for the lights, 'cause one day, yeah, I'm coming home. Keep your eyes on the road for me, I'm coming home. When the lights blind everything and then you'll know, it won't be long, yeah, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Keep your eyes on the road for me, I'm coming home. When the lights blind everything and then you'll know, it won't be long till I'm coming home.
Butch Walker, one of America's best singer-songwriters, not according to me, Rolling Stone has said that, and right there is
that
a perfect example.
Was beautiful.
Yeah, just amazing. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.